In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Brothers and sisters, the title Apostle has a Greek language origin. It is Apostolos, which means one who is sent. Obviously, it means that an apostle has a sender or a sending body. Sending people to carry out certain missions is not restricted to the religious sphere. They can be sent on behalf of companies, organizations, institutions, or governments. They are given certain titles such as representatives, liaison officers, emissaries, ambassadors, or diplomats. The title apostle, however, is used only in the religious sphere and carries with it the idea of a high office and specific authority. The title apostle or apostles occurs 90 times in the Bible, all in the New Testament. The first time it is mentioned is in the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew. It was when Jesus appointed his 12 apostles who accompanied him during his 3 years of public ministry on earth. One of the 12 was the treacherous money lover Judas Iscariot. Judas committed suicide after he betrayed his master to gain 30 pieces of silver. Jesus allowed him to identify himself to the soldiers who came to arrest him and went along with them for the process which led to his crucifixion without resistance or even objection. He came to redeem our fallen human race. After his resurrection, Jesus spent 40 days on earth preparing his 11 remaining apostles and a good number of other believers, such as Stephen and Philip, to spread the good news to Jews and Gentiles alike. Jesus opened their minds to understand that the whole Old Testament scriptures point to him and his coming as the Redeemer of his people and the King over his universal kingdom of the new humanity, the Israel of God. He promised special empowerment by the Holy Spirit to enable them and the church to carry out the mission of spreading the gospel among all people. They realized that this was the meaning of God's call to Abraham to bless all families of the earth. Brothers and sisters, after Jesus' ascension and enthronement in heaven, the apostles and other believers remained in the vicinity of the temple and continued to worship him and be guided by his word and spirit in preparation for the day of Pentecost. This preparation lasted for 10 days, during which they strengthened each other by the joy of finding out how the Old Testament indeed confirmed that Jesus is the promised Messiah, Savior, King. During that short period of preparation, they concluded that Jesus' intent was for the number of his apostles to be the symbolic number of 12. The number 12 represented all tribes of Israel, named after the sons of Jacob. The number symbolically represented the totality of the covenant people. The first chapter of the book of Acts tells us that the apostles and the rest of the believers decided to take action to replace Judas. They came to a logical conclusion. We read, "So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." So they chose Matthias as the 12th apostle in place of Judas. Brothers and sisters, there is no indication whatsoever that Matthias assumed any apostolic duty of his own. In fact, not a single other mention or reference to him is found in the New Testament scriptures. In the meantime, the life of Saul of Tarsus, the fanatical Jewish murderous persecutor of Christ's followers, becomes totally changed. He not only became a Christian, but also began to bear powerful testimony to the Savior, first among the Jews and later among non-Jews. It was the Lord Himself who informed the church and assured the believers through a direct revelation through Ananias of the conversion of Saul and his new role for the spread of the gospel. We read in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts that the Lord said to Ananias about Paul, "He is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." Brothers and sisters, the 11 apostles and the rest of the early believers wisely set qualifications for the appointment of the 12th apostle. It was Jesus Himself that chose the apostles to be in His company and under His teaching and guidance for those 3 years of His public ministry. They were close to Him and enjoyed first-hand knowledge of who He is, what He said, what He did, and how He lived. This Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul, did not literally enjoy, yet he enjoyed that which equaled those qualifications. On the one hand, he was appointed to the apostolic job by Jesus Himself and was, unlike Matthias, not appointed by the fallible human institution of a church. On the other hand, Paul was set aside for 3 years, guided by the Holy Spirit. He focused on preparing for his apostolic mission by the study of the Old Testament scriptures, so that he too would find out in depth Christ's centrality in it all. In this way, he could boldly state to the Corinthian church that he is called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. To the Galatians, he also identified himself as Paul, an apostle not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And to the Colossians, he also writes as Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. So, apostleship belongs to those whom the Scriptures confirm to be appointed directly by Christ Himself and equipped by His Spirit to represent Him in proclaiming the gospel to the world and instructing and guiding the church to understand correctly and teach faithfully the inspired Word of God, which in totality points to Jesus and builds God's people up to grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah! The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the blessed message of the gospel. Amen.